we do have another person that we have to talk to who has to run off fairly soon, so we want to fit him in. That is Logan Rex, who is the curator here at the Armstrong Air and Space Museum. Welcome, Logan.
Yes, thank you for having me.
I mentioned you have to get out of here by 1:30. Today's a pretty busy day for you, I imagine.
Oh, yes. It's been 2 years in the making, at least for the Learjet, and then 50 years in the making for the museum itself. So
yeah. Well, what is your tell us about your connection to the museum, how you came here, how you fell into this sort of position?
Yeah, so I was born and raised here in Northwest Ohio, so it was always something in the back of my mind. You know, I've always been a big fan of history, and growing up so close to Wapakoneta and the hometown of Neil Armstrong, you'd always say, wow, that'd be so cool to work there one day. And I eventually got my degree in political science and history, and after some time working at a previous museum, a position opened up here, and I pounced. I really pounced on it because I really wanted to be part of, you know, Apollo 11 is probably the greatest human achievement in history, and being able to help preserve that story is something that I always found intriguing, at least.
Sure, sure. Well, tell us a little bit about today's event. I know that there's a lot going on. You were about to run off in a little bit, but give us a little run-through about what's going on today.
Yeah, so we have a lot going on. Right at 1:30, we have the dedication of the Learjet 28 Longhorn. It was flown by Neil Armstrong February 19th and 20th, 1979.
And it's outside. It's right here, yeah?
Yes, it is right here. It's four. We now have four crafts that have been flown by Armstrong, each one from a different part of his life and his career. So we have his Aranca Champion, the aircraft he learned how to fly in. We have the Skylancer, which he was a test pilot. We have the Gemini 8 space capsule, which he was an astronaut for. And then finally, we have this Learjet 28 Longhorn, which now completes the story of Armstrong that, you know, a lot of people just turn off the cameras right at 1969. I mean, Armstrong lived another 40 years.
Yeah.
And we wanted to shed some light on those 40 years, because that's, you know, half of his life that we're not talking about. And he's done some amazing things. Like I said, a decade after Apollo 11, he was going around breaking these world records, or setting these world records. And it's just a shame that people just don't know more about the full picture of Neil Armstrong.
Well, hopefully you're addressing that with the museum, and hopefully we're bringing a little attention to it through these interviews and talking today from the anniversary. I know that you're rededicating the museum. That's happening at 2 o'clock today, right?
Yes. So the museum opened 50 years ago at 2 p.m. to a crowd of thousands, and we just wanted to take a moment to rededicate the museum as a thank you to all those who have worked here, all the community members who have volunteered their time, donated their money, and just anyone that has come through. I believe we have hit over 2 million people have been through this museum since our opening in 1972. So a lot of them haven't been in for a while. So we just wanted to take the time and say thank you and come back and see what's going to happen for the next 50 years, because space keeps moving forward, and we are trying to keep up with that as well.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Speaking of that, you know, we were here 3 years ago for the 50th anniversary of the mission. Now we're here for the 50th anniversary of the museum. In the next 3 years, I mean, are there new events that you're planning? I'm sure you're excited to experience today, but probably always looking ahead, what's coming up for you?
Haley's birthday is on Friday. If you want to have a celebration for that.
Yeah, I'll be back. We can celebrate here.
Yeah. We are actually at our rededication ceremony. We're going to unveil our 10-year plan.
Oh, fantastic.
So it'll show what the next 10 years look like for the museum. We're expecting an expansion project that will realign the museum to the current space history. So definitely within the next 10 years, 20 years, as space continues to progress, so does the museum. And we really wanted to show people that while we do have a great reverence for those who have came before us, we're also looking forward at what lies tomorrow.
Mm. Now, as a curator for the museum, are you involved in acquisitions then?
Yes, yeah. So, it's definitely something that we're looking at, especially with our expansions. And also, just the collection that we currently have, A very small portion of what we have is out on display. So getting these items, and some of them I go through our collection and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Why is this not out on display? There's so many things that are so intimate to history that we just don't get to display. So we'll take an evaluation of what we can put out and just really show that there's a lot more stories to be told.
Fantastic. Yeah,
that's wonderful. Well, I know you've got to get running, and we'll let you out a little bit early so you can get over there and get settled. But thanks for talking to us, Logan Rex, who is a curator here at the Air and Space Museum, right? Mm-hmm. The Armstrong Air and Space Museum. I was just looking at the initials there, and I want to make sure I got it right. Where we are broadcasting live today until 4 o'clock, I'm Brad Cresswell. Haley Taylor is here. Logan, thanks so much for joining us here on FM 91.
Yes, thank you for having me. Mm-hmm.